Blog Talk Radio.
Divine peace and blessings, joy and tranquility.
You are now listening live and in archive to the Divine Prince, Pan-African spiritualist, author, practitioner, and advisor. Sharing with you in all things spiritual, mystical, metaphysical, cosmic, universal, evolutionary, and revolutionary from a Pan-African hoodoo world spiritualist perspective. Understanding that all is indeed a blessing if you can just see beyond the veils, for it is all just an illusion and a test, and one of the greatest divine mysteries of this life cycle. This is my constant prayer, my mantra, my affirmation, reverberation, and my reality. And it is crucial to the very foundation of my understanding, teaching, walk, and works along this life path and journey. It is how I, the Divine Prince, make sense out of all that we are challenged with here in our daily existence on Mother, Father, Earth. And it is my personal place of power and understanding. The place from where I begin and the place from where I crystallize and realize all endeavors. Understanding that I alone create and co-create my divine destiny, and I alone create and co-create my divine reality. And so it is, Ashe. I am emanating and vibrating with you and for you live and in archive, virtually, verbally, cosmically, and universally from the working temple of the House of the Divine Prince, Pan-African spiritualist, author, practitioner, and advisor in the legendary, historic, and beautiful city of New Orleans, Louisiana, the land of my ancestors and those who came before me along this hoodoo spiritualist Obeah life path and journey, passing down the great Obeah stick and the knowledge of healing, life-giving herbs, roots, plants, dirt, minerals, salts, and stones. And so it is from a point of silence that all creation sprang. And so too it shall be from a point of silence that we shall now begin. It is from within the myth that we begin this cosmic dance and universal mind expansion entrancement. It is the origins of the primordial river and the transcendental serpentine fires, moving, dancing, and elevating us consciously higher and higher to greater states of consciousness and understanding. Divine light beaming upon my face and feeling every single trace of incompleteness and fear with light, provoking my inner knowing of clarity, completeness, wholeness, and transcendence of all illusion and fear, vibrating with the linear cosmic universal vibrating light spheres, fire and light combining to produce illumination and amplification, activation, and spiritual elevation. I would also like to take this time to show honor and appreciation to the elders and the ancestors who have laid the foundation upon which we all now stand. We are one and one in cosmic universal unity. Our ancestors understood this, and now we too again traverse our destiny to understanding and rebirthing of divine wisdom and comprehension into our present and urgent earth plane existence. I would like to take this time to acknowledge each and every one of you present with us in the chat room. Peace and blessings, joy and prosperity Knowledge, thank you for being present with us. Zerikon, thank you for being one of our faithful listeners and community members. The Goddess Rec, thank you so much for taking the time out to visit with us this evening. And our special guest, 3638, do please feel free to sign in and join us here with the Divine Prince, live and in archive from the beautiful, historic, and legendary city of New Orleans, Louisiana, here on Blog Talk Radio. If you are in the chat room and you are having difficulty with the sound, Zerikon has alerted me that we aren't really having sound issues, so you might want to try and refresh your show page and you may be able to get a clearer connection. Zerikon and I are in direct communication, and when the audio does completely go out in chat, he will notify me. So again, if you are experiencing sound issues, do please refresh your page here in the chat room, and you may get a better sound quality. If not, please let Zerikon or myself know, and we will try and make some adjustments. And again, our call-in number, if you wish to call in with a question or comment, or just listen in, is area code 347-215-8967. Area code 347-215-8967. You may also get a clearer sound quality there also, as opposed to the live chat. And if you do have a question or comment, please remember to press the number 1 on your telephone keypad. This will alert me that there is a caller in queue, and I will address your call at my earliest convenience. Again, our call-in number and listening numbers, area code 347-215-8967, 347-215-8967. This number is good every Wednesday evening, 7 p.m. Central Standard Time, here on Blog Talk Radio with the Divine Prince, emanating to you and for you live and in archive from New Orleans, Louisiana. In this moment, we stand and the multifaceted and multidimensional crystals, atoms, and molecules of all-encompassing creation vibrate with us and for us in unity and awareness of that which is greater than ourselves and our very temporary, temporal, illusionary earth plane existence. Today is Wednesday, March 31st, 2010, in the year of Legba and the ancestors, the month of offensive moves and opposition, change and regeneration as we enter the spring equinox for 2010, the year of the Chinese tiger under a Piscean lunation, and the moon is in its full moon stage in Scorpio, and the sun in Aries. Earlier this afternoon, Venus also entered Taurus. This suggests a time of great aggression and offensive movement. This is a time for careful planning, careful awareness, and clarity. This is a time to act and quickly act on projects and endeavors dealing with the law, government, organizations, and love and relationships. The Scorpion Moon for 2 days each month is an open door and opportunity to solving hidden and personal mysteries and secrets. Adding a definite boost on the practical front is Venus entering its earthly home sign of Taurus until April 24th. Venus in Taurus can represent a cornucopia of stored up riches or the urge to make a fortune via your finesse with financial resources. This is a time of self-employment, beginning and moving businesses forward, and creating, all forms of creating. Venus in Taurus also gives an extra focus on gardening, nature, outdoors, cooking and baking, and working with female and mothering deities and goddess rituals. The afternoon and evening hours today contain both uplifting elements, with Mercury making a 30-degree tie to Uranus at 5:23 p.m. my time, and Mercury contacting Neptune via a 60-degree report at 10:22 p.m. my time, just after our show ends. As well as challenging connections, the Moon parallels Pluto at 7:04 p.m. this evening my time, and Venus making an off-kilter 150-degree link to Saturn at 10:17 p.m., right after our show ending time. The two Mercury aspects are clearly supporting in an upward projective direction towards advancing in scientific, metaphysical, quantum metaphysical, electronic, digital, or computer horizons. This is a high time for ritual spell work and manifestations. The Moon, Pluto, and Venus-Saturn encounters encourage a wait-and-see approach that draws out your conservative side, your rational side, your thinking side. All things considered, it is better to slow your tempo in romance, specifically tonight, due to the Venus-Saturn interaction. And get set for an April Fool's Day on tomorrow that carries vibrations of several tricky celestial patterns. The stone mineral crystal for today is Tiger Iron. Tiger Iron, sometimes called Muggle Stone, combines the healing properties of hematite, red jasper, sometimes also yellow jasper, and tiger eye. It is considered a stable healing stone, which rarely needs cleansing. Tiger eye brings strength, vitality, energy, vitality, creativity, clarity, confidence, willpower balance, and protection. Tiger Iron encourages and supports change, giving you the energy to take the necessary actions. Tiger Iron brings strength, vitality, energy, creativity, clarity, confidence, willpower, balance, and protection. Tiger Iron encourages and supports change, giving you the energy to take the necessary actions. Tiger Iron is an empowering stone for overcoming fear and insecurity. It is helpful if suffering from deep exhaustion at any level, especially emotional and mental burnout or family stress. Tiger Iron is supportive for empathic people who are drained by taking on other people's feelings and emotions. Tiger Iron is also good for healing sexual shame and guilt and reclaiming power in these areas. It promotes self-confidence and self-assurance. Tiger Iron brings balance to the digestive system and to the blood and reproductive systems. Tiger Iron also supports the liver and the nervous system. It can enhance libido and passion and is an excellent tantric stone for maintaining power and potency. It can improve stamina and is especially helpful for people whose daily lives require a lot of physical exertion. Tiger Iron stimulates vitality and aids in the assimilation of B vitamins It also balances the red, white blood cell count. It strengthens the muscles and aids in the production of natural steroids. The magnetic qualities of hematite help balance the electrical energies of the body and meridians or chakra centers, transforming chaotic energies to bring calmness, peacefulness, and tranquility. It also supports spinal alignments. Tiger iron brings clarity, particularly clarity of knowledge, enabling one to see the truth below the apparent surface of issues. Tiger iron brings out creative and artistic abilities, including hidden talents, and helps with creative endeavors of all kinds. It is excellent for inspiring motivation. It supports the mind, helping in attunement, memory analysis, and general mental dexterity. Tiger iron is a heavy stone that is good for grounding, and it is great for supporting and balancing the lower three chakra centers. It connects the three lower chakra centers for expressing power, passion, and creativity. It is known to be very protective, especially from danger, and is believed to help one find refuge when danger is close or near. Iron has also long been thought to reflect the energy of evil spells, bad wishes, back towards the sender. Tiger iron attunes one to the energy of the earth, allowing one to receive the grounding energies of nurturing and protection. Tiger iron often contains red jasper, which is intensely protective, stabilizing the aura and getting rid of dysfunctional energy. Jasper also facilitates astral travel and provides protection during spiritual and shamanic journeys. That which contains the red color was thought to induce health and rebirth, bringing freshness and ideas and strategies to the holder. Tiger iron is a metamorphosized gemstone of red jasper, tiger eye, and hematite that became fused together over 2 billion years when tectonic plates shifted to create the Australian continent. It literally embodies the growth and evolution of the earth. Tiger iron is a natural work of art with layers of silver, brown, red, yellow, and gold, creating unique vertical and horizontal patterns in each stone. This trinity of jasper, tiger eye, and hematite creates a captivating and powerful tool, especially when carved into a crystal skull. Jasper was often worn by shamans to provide protection. It holds an aspect of solar energy and a connection to the solar plexus chakra, which also helped shamans in their magical practices. It was considered a sacred stone during the performance of and adherence to the old ways of the Native American Indians and ancestral practices. Tiger iron is the stone crystal mineral of empaths, healers, ministers, social workers, and medical personnel, and all those who come in constant contact with emotional and physical caregiving based practices, and contact with others in various states of balance and imbalance. Tiger iron is a beautiful stone with black, golden, and red stripes. Tiger iron blends the properties of three important grounding stones, hematite, red jasper, and golden tiger's eye. Hematite, a first chakra stone, is best known for its emotionally protective qualities. It helps people from absorbing the emotions of others. When we're around someone who's very negative and depressed, emotionally and vocally depressed, agitated and angry, or expressing any strong negative emotion, we often find their moods are contagious. We feel their negativity seeping through our pores. Later on, we might say, I was in a good mood, then suddenly I got unhappy. It's almost as if we're surrounded. Our will to fight it has been weakened. Hematite, which helps to deepen the connection between spirit and body, grounds us in a sense of self and purpose and increases our electromagnetic protective natural fields of protection around our physical and auric bodies or etheric bodies. Because of its color, red jasper, a second chakra crystal, relates to emotions, but unlike a crystal such as a ruby, which can foster volatile emotions and passion, red jasper is much quieter in its effects and considered in some Native American cultures to be the symbolic blood of the earth. It grounds us by connecting us to the deep, stabilizing energies of the earth. It's an emotionally calming stone and can be an excellent one for those who like change to be a gradual, unfolding process. In its stabilizing effects, it can help people to be less susceptible to the emotions of others, thus enhancing the effects of the hematite. Patience and a sense of timing are other aspects of grounding, which relate to our ability to live with appreciation and joy and gratitude on this earth plane. Many believe our purpose in being here is to translate non-physical energy into the realization of our dreams and spiritual goals and life path. Tiger's eye, whose colors are gold, representing the ability to manifest, and brown, symbolizing earth energies, helps us in this purpose. It specifically assists us by helping us to have more confidence in our ability to realize our dreams through the recognition of the inner resources we can use for accomplishment. The combination of hematite's emotional clarity and red jasper stability and tiger eye's enhancement of the creative force of self-appreciation makes tiger iron one of the most important crystals to have in your collection. Reach for it when you're feeling vulnerable, when your self-esteem has slipped, when your dreams seem unreachable. With tiger iron as your companion, you can learn to tread life with power, certainty, and grace. And the herb, plant, or root of the day is ginkgo biloba. Ginkgo gained great popularity in the mid-90s and is one of the oldest living tree species on the planet. The extract of ginkgo leaves is used medicinally in North America, where it's one of the most popular medicinal herbs in many other countries around the world. In traditional Chinese medicine, the seeds of the ginkgo tree are used. Ginkgo is used to improve mental function, Alzheimer's disease, age-related mental loss, macular degeneration, sexual dysfunction, and to enhance blood circulation. Ginkgo leaves are believed to contain compounds that thin blood and help to improve muscle tone in the walls of blood vessels. This may enhance blood flow. Constituents in ginkgo leaves may affect blood clotting, so ginkgo leaf extracts should be used only by people who have sought medical advice and people who do not possess any bleeding disorders. People with epilepsy or anyone with a history of seizures should avoid ginkgo because it may increase the frequency of seizures. Ginkgo leaf products may also affect blood sugar levels. People with diabetes should only use ginkgo under supervision of a health care provider. Ginkgo has been used in hoodoo as part of the Road Opener mix, and to give increased vision and understanding in trance and meditative states. Ginkgo, when utilized properly utilized, can reveal a lie and the liar, and provide sight into complex and mysterious situations. Ginkgo can be poisonous if not used properly and correctly with necessary precautions, and does have confirmed side effects for some individuals. So great care and consultation and oversight should be taken when using the ginkgo herb. Let us also take this time to remind you that my website, where I can be reached utilizing various means, almost 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year, and in 306 degrees of power and understanding, is www.houseofthedivineprince.com. Again, that's www.houseofthedivineprince.com. Let us also please recognize my temple elders, high priests, and high priestess. The Archbishop Dolores L., pastor and spiritualist, also known as Divine Bonterre, who can also be found along with highly qualified and experienced one Orisha, Orisha priestess, Papa Say, fourth generation hoodoo conjurer, two-headed root doctor and seer with over 50 years of experience and understanding, Dr. Joy, and many other qualified ministers, spiritualists, and practitioners in my various virtual temple groups. In the center of the first page of my website, www.houseofthedivineprince.com. There you will also find my various temple groups, House of the Divine Prince, On Keen, We Are True Friends, Divine Intervention, Divine Joy and Prosperity, Divine Love and Relationships, Divine Manifestation, and Divine Revelations. And remember, Papa Say airs Sunday afternoons, 3 p.m., U.S. Central Standard Time, here on Blog Talk Radio, and his direct link can be found on both my Blog Talk Radio profile and on my website, where I have added two new pages, the Queen's Chamber, page 6, and the King's Chamber, page 7, where you can now listen to Papa Say live and in archive, as well as access his other direct links. Also, please visit the Truth Terrace, the Queen Ifama, here on Blog Talk Radio, Sunday evenings at 8 p.m. U.S. Central Standard Time. And she airs again at 8 p.m. Central Standard Time. And, of course, Zerikon, also here on Blog Talk Radio, I believe also on Sunday evenings at 5 p.m. Central Standard Time. If I'm incorrect, Zerikon, please do correct me in the chat room and provide your link. You can locate more contact information for my co-host, guests, and honorable mentions, respectively, on their Blog Talk Radio profiles. My website, again, where I can be reached utilizing various means almost 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and 365 days a year, operating at 360 degrees of power and understanding, is www.houseofthedivineprince.com. I specialize in doing battle, difficult, and block situations of every type and endeavor, and I specialize in results. And again, please also know that I have several other sites within my virtual temple groups where I offer a variety of virtual temple groups, pan-African and world spiritual, religious, and magical practitioners in one convenient location, from a diverse collective of cultures and traditions. And again, my website is www.houseofthedivineprince.com, where I've recently added two new pages. So please do go and check out my new updated website. We will be forward with more of the Divine Prince on Blog Talk Radio, live and in archive from New Orleans, Louisiana. All is indeed a blessing in divine light and illumination, serenity and tranquility. I will be forward momentarily, divine peace and blessings.
Yavalu wansi yago, sobo alu mondiae. Ati bon lek bakre le kata uloa, kata uloa ki make wawelo.
Yavalu wansi yago,
yo.
Divine peace and blessings, joy and prosperity. I want to thank each and every one of you for being present here with us this evening. For truly we understand you could be anywhere else in cyberspace at this moment and you choose to be here with the Divine Prince, Papa Say, and Hoodoo Central. I want to welcome each and every one of you present in the chat, Black Italian 316, our faithful community member, Sergeant of Arms, media person, secretary, he does many things for us, and Papa Say and I both greatly appreciate all his efforts and energies. Also would like to thank Knowledge for being present, Tweed 1968, and of course, Zerikon, thank you so much for being a faithful member of our community. Guest 3638, please do feel free to sign in and join us, and of course, the Goddess Rec, thank you all for being present here with us on Wednesday evening, 7 p.m. Central Standard Time on Block Talk Radio with the Divine Prince, live and in archive from New Orleans, Louisiana. The element air feeds, stimulates, and regenerates life. And without it, life would not exist. It is one of the most crucial of elements, yet is greatly unseen and elusive. Like God, like the ether, and the spiritual realms, and pertinent to our very existence and being. Air is our connection between physicality and spirituality. It is the evidence of our deep codependent relationship with divinity and nature, and is symbolic of our contractual relationship with the divine creators. To return to spirit and the infinite after our temporary duty stewardship and extended body awareness here on Mother, Father, Earth. Air and ether are similar and share common space, but are not exactly the same thing. Ether in chemistry is any of a number of organic compounds whose molecules contain two hydrocarbon groups joined by single bonds to an oxygen atom. The most common of these compounds is ethyl ether, often called simply ether, a colorless, volatile liquid with a distinctive odor. Ether in physics and astronomy is a hypothetical medium for transmitting light and heat radiation, filling all unoccupied space. It is also called a lumiferous ether. In Newtonian physics, all waves are propagated through a medium, whether it be water, waves through water, sound waves through air, etc. when James Clerk Maxwell developed his electromagnetic theory of light, Newtonian physicists postulated ether as the medium that transmitted electromagnetic waves. Ether was held to be invisible, without odor, and of such a nature that it did not interfere with the motions of bodies through space. The concept was intended to connect the Newtonian mechanistic wave theory with Maxwell's field theory. However, all attempts to demonstrate its existence, most notably the Michelson-Morley experiment in 1887, produced negative results and stimulated a vigorous debate among physicists that was not ended until the special theory of relativity, a physical theory introduced by Albert Einstein that discards the concept of absolute motion and instead treats only relative motion between two systems or frames of reference, proposed by Albert Einstein in 1905 and became widely accepted. The theory of relativity eliminated the need for a light-transmitting medium, so that today the term ether is only used in a historical context scientifically. Ether in metaphysics or spiritual arts and science corresponds well with the ancient world belief systems about ether. For example, the Greek mythology of ether being the upper regions of the atmosphere, clear sky, or heaven. So I will refer to this element at times as ether, but also as the known and unknown spiritual realms and spaces, the dwelling place of absolute divinity and creative spiritual space. This is the realm of angelic forces and deities, Lawa and Orisha, gods and goddesses, and our higher selves and collective body. It is said to be the realm of the Akashic Records. Akasha is a Sanskrit word meaning sky, space, or ether. It is a term from Hinduism that was incorporated into theosophy, describing a compendium of mystical knowledge encoded in a non-physical plane of existence. These Akashic records are described to contain all knowledge of human experience and the history of the cosmos. They are metaphorically described as a library, and other analogies commonly found in discourse on the subject include a universal computer, and the mind of God. Descriptions of the Akashic Records assert that they are constantly updated and they can be accessed through astral projection and transcendental states of meditation. The concept originated in the Theosophical movement in the 19th century and remains prevalent in the New Age mystical, magical, and metaphysical discourse, but it's not a new concept by any means. In hoodoo, there is a door that separates the ethereal realms from our illusionary living physical realm, or corporeal from the incorporeal. Corporeal may refer to relating to the body, corporeal, undead, matter, corporeal or actual physical substance or matter, or the body of or relating to the body. Incorporeal from Latin means without the nature of a body or substance. The idea of the incorporeal refers to the notion that there is an incorporeal realm or the place that is distinct from the corporeal or material carnal reality. Incorporeal beings are not made out of matter in the way a physical material being exists. The idea of the immaterial is often used in reference to God or the divine. God has at times been carefully defined as the prime mover or first cause that exists in an incorporeal or intelligible realm that transcends both space and time, especially in the physical realm. Many philosophers have referred to the incorporeal idea and methods. Most notably are Plato with his claims about the realm of immaterial, perfect forms. Additionally, Plato's divided lines involved ideas about the dialectic and the intelligible method. Platonus, or Neoplatonistic thought, with similar ideas of an unchanging and perfect realm, in contrast to a physical world of change and constant flux. Berkeley's notion of intermaterialism or immaterialism is also similar to the concept of the incorporeal. And of course, Confucius also taught on the incorporeal versus the corporeal manifestation. Thought thinking itself can also be considered to be an incorporeal method. Concepts in mathematics have also been considered by some to have an incorporeal nature. The astute practitioner has been training in navigating these portals to gain information, power, and assistance in dealing and confronting the ills that will befall all humanity, physically and spiritually. I dare say the purpose of meditation is to hear from divine spirit and the incorporeal and the spiritual realms, but also to gain knowledge, awareness, and mobility within these realms for access in this life cycle in various forms and situations, but also into the next. The ancient Egyptians or Kemetic people had complex and well-documented instruction and information about traversing this realm. The Native American ethnic communities, too, had very detailed and elaborate practices around engagement, access, and travel back and forth from inter- and intradimensional travel and realms of existence. Gaining access to these realms is imperative to the true spiritual access and manifestation within any spiritual or religious practice. Yet it is the least studied or discussed within any of many of the world religions of today. It is the realm where all the real work is done and performed. I will be forward with more elements of hoodoo, air, and ether momentarily. Divine peace and blessings, joy, and prosperity. Ashe.
Azunke parin legba he, azunke parin legba he, parin legba me la zan kase washo, azunke valye le parin vodou legba,
azunke parin legba
he, azunke. jan ka se wosho azuke pare le pare vodou le gba
Peace and blessings, joy and prosperity. Thank you for being present with the Divine Prince and Hoodoo Central here on Blog Talk Radio every Wednesday, 7 p.m. Standard Time here on Radio. We had a little visitor coming in during my last break, a cicada. It stuck somehow right in the window right behind where my computer is. I hope that it's not too loud and will not be a source of interference during the remainder of the show. Again, our call-in number is area code 347-215-8967, 347-215-8967. If you do indeed have a question or comment, please press the number 1 on your telephone keypad. This will alert us that there is a caller in queue. And we do have some callers online, but I see only one hand raised right now in the area code 661. I am going to open your line and take a question or comment, so do please turn down your radio volume so that it will not cause interference on the line. Area code 661, peace and blessings, are you with me?
Yes, I am.
Yes, did you have a question or comment?
Actually, I did, and it seems like my phone, it did it actually twice. It seemed like it just, you know, I guess it pressed by itself or whatever.
Okay, that's fine. No problem at all. We greatly appreciate your hanging on the line and listening and enjoying with us. And if you do indeed have a question or comment, because of that glitch, just let Black Tyan or Zerikon know in the chat room, and I'll come back and open up your line again. All our other callers, area code 504, area code 919, thank you so much for being present with us. We greatly appreciate your support. And again, if you do have a question or comment, please do press the number 1 on your telephone keypad. This will alert us that we have a caller in queue. And again, if you are hearing the very loud cicada in the background, my deepest apologies. It just came out of nowhere, and it's now lodged itself right in the window here behind where my computer and desk and communication center is set up. So hopefully it will not be a source of interference during the remaining portion of the show. And I want to thank each and every one of you for being present. Jimmy Ray, peace and blessings, thank you for being with us. Golden Goddess, thank you for being present. Twee, 1968, and of course, our Temple Elder, Papa Say, thank you for being present. Black Talion, 316, thank you for being with us, Black Talion. Our special guests, and of course, Knowledge, Zerikon, and the Goddess Rec, thank you so much for being present with us here on Blog Talk Radio. And before I move forward, I'm going to remind you of our sponsors, starting with Dr. Joy and the Flavor Cafe, located at 1214 North Rampart Street in New Orleans, Louisiana, on the perimeter of the French Quarter. Dr. Joy is chef, master spiritualist, and a master artist and painter, and she will feed your body as well as your soul at Flavor Cafe, 1214 North Rampart Street in the beautiful city of New Orleans, Louisiana. And that contact phone number is area code 504-304-9186, 504-304-9186. And her website is www.flavacafe.com, www.flavacafe.com. Tiffany Sharif of Confess Apparel and Accessories is located at 8227 Oak Street in the historic New Orleans Carrollton area. And please let Tiffany Sharif know that the Divine Prince sent you from Blog Talk Radio. Confess provides a wide range of vintage and designer apparel, jewelry, hats, bags, and more from throughout the 20th century and beyond. Confess Apparel phone number is area code 504-864-8272. That's 504-864-8272. And their website is http://www.confessapparel. www.confessapparel.com. And my godmother, Priestess Miriam of the Voodoo Spiritual Temple. The Voodoo Spiritual Temple is not based on white nor black magic. Our focus is truth, true spiritual power, true spiritual manifestation, true spiritual edification. True spiritual power is for friendly people as well as those who are sensitive to all vibrations of the universe. Aswan Shamani once said, "When we put our hands in the water, we expect them to get wet. And when we heal with spiritual power, we expect a miracle." This means that miracles do happen outside of our reasoning, intellect, and physical understanding. And we will work with miracles daily. But only too often, they are to curse us and sometimes someone instead of blessing us. So we must get our understanding alignment. And get your understanding alignment at the Voodoo Spiritual Temple with Priestess Miriam. Just as we align the front end of our vehicles, we must understand our own spiritual power within us. And this is especially true if we are to grow and understand how to make sense of magic and miracles. Priestess Miriam and the Voodoo Spiritual Temple is located at 828 North Rampart Street, New Orleans, Louisiana, right on the perimeter of the historic French Quarter. And her phone number is area code 504-522-9627. That's 504-522-9627. And her website is www.voodoospiritualtemple.org. That's www.voodoospiritualtemple.org. VoodooSpiritualTemple.org. And our favorite local spiritual church supplier, FNF Spiritual Church Supplies, 801 North Broad Street, New Orleans, Louisiana, 801 North Broad Street, New Orleans, Louisiana. And their phone number is area code 504-482-5400. That's 504-482-5400. Felix Figueroa at FNF Spiritual Church Supplies website is www.OrleansCandleCompany.com. That's www.OrleansCandleCompany.com/FF/HTM/home.htm. And Felix Figueroa has been a staple in the spiritualist and hoodoo supply market here in New Orleans for years and is my most reliable source for hoodoo, Ifa, Santeria, Lukomi, and root working supplies. And he provides an array of sprays, incense, talismans, floral washes, roots, herbs, baths, oils, waters, candles, statues, perfumes, spiritual implements, and ritual supplies and resources. And it is still serving New Orleans after over 30 years. my number one spiritual supply house and distributor, Phil Figueroa and F&F Spiritual Church Supplies, www.orleanscandlecompany.com, www.orleanscandleco.com. F&F Botanical Spiritual Supply is located at 801 North Broad in the Treme neighborhood of New Orleans. The store is on the corner of St. Ann Street and Broad, across from the Zulu Social Aid and Pleasure Club headquarters. F&F Botanical Spiritual Supply has been a spiritual supply house for over 30 years. It was first called the Kingdom of the Yoruba Religion and was owned by Enrique Cortez, author of Secretos de la Religion Yoruba. It was purchased in 1981 and remained F&F Spiritual Church Supply until this very day. The owner, Felix Figueroa, had already been selling spiritual candles and supplies around New Orleans for years before taking over F&F Company. He gradually turned it into the largest and most trusted spiritual store in New Orleans. The store was enlarged several times during the 1990s, and after being damaged during Hurricane Katrina, it was remodeled and is opened again. The company has also opened a second store in Portland, Oregon, named Orleans Candle Company. We continue to offer the same products and services and give thanks for the customers who have supported and still continue to support F&F Spiritual Church Supplies. F&F Spiritual Church Supplies. The products offered on this website are only a small fraction of the thousands of items stocked by F&F Spiritual Church Supplies. So please feel free to call area code 504-289-2304 for orders or to ask about availability of items. And do please tell Felix Figueroa that the Divine Prince sent you from Blog Talk Radio. And Golden District Shoe Repair, located at 3511 Magazine Street. 3511 Magazine Street, Golden District Shoe Repair. Their phone number is area code 504-891-SHOE, 504-891-7463. They do all types of dyeing, Rockport resold, orthopedic service while you wait. Jimmy Holmes is the proud proprietor. Shawanda Don is there to meet and greet and provides excellent, excellent customer service. So please do stop by and visit Garden District Shoe Repair, 3511 Magazine Street, area code 504-891-SHOE, 504-891-7463. And paying the highest cash price for all gold, silver, diamonds, antiques, clocks, watches, paintings, stamps, guitars, musical instrument, currency, metals, and war items, and all manner of unusual items. And that would be the Big Easy Trading Post. The Big Easy Trading Post, buyers of gold, silver, antiques, and coins. They also sell African, Native American, and world art, crystals, minerals, and stones. Tell Bill and the staff you heard about the Big Easy Trading Post from the Divine Prince on Blog Talk Radio. Their website is www.webuytosell.com, www.webuytosell.com, www.webuytosell.com. The Big Easy Trading Post, buyers of gold, silver, antiques, and coins, 116 Carondelet Street, 116 Carondelet Street, New Orleans, Louisiana, at Carondelet and Canal, off the historic streetcar. And their phone number is area code 504-236-0637, 504-236-0637. When visiting New Orleans, why stop in a tourist shop when you can buy something truly, truly authentic and original from the Big Easy Trading Post? And our last sponsor of the evening is www.voodoomuseum.com, www.voodoomuseum.com. Please tell Jerry Godofo and Miss Linda and the staff at the Voodoo Museum that you heard about them from the Divine Prince on Blog Talk Radio. Again, that's www.voodoomuseum.com. I'm going to take just one more quick break, and I will be forward with more elements of hoodoo, air, and ether momentarily. Divine peace and blessings, joy and prosperity. Ashe. Divine peace and blessings. And I want to thank each and every one of you for being present here with us this evening. Janita Extra, peace and blessings. Thank you for joining us. That's probably Juanita Extra. My apologies. But thank you so much for being present with us. Jimmy Ray, Black Talion, our faithful community member, Knowledge Papa Say, our temple elder, Twee, 1968, Y. Thank you all for being present here this evening with the Divine Prince on Blog Talk Radio. All world religious cultures and religions had an ethereal realm or equivalent, also referred to as the astral realm. The astral plane, also called the astral world or desire world, is a plane of existence according to esoteric philosophies, some religious teachings, and New Age thought. Its existence is not supported by the scientific community. Although the word astro is often associated with New Age ideas, this term was also used historically by alchemists. In the late 19th and earliest 20th centuries, the term was popularized by theosophy, especially as developed by Annie Besant, C.W. Leadbetter, and later Alice Bailey. In this cosmology, the astral is the first metaphysical plane beyond the physical, but is denser than the mental plane. The astral plane is also sometimes termed the world of emotion or world of illusion and corresponds to Blavatsky's karmic plane. It should be noted, however, that in original theosophical literature, such as those written by Blavatsky, the term astral does not have the same meaning as the term is used in later theosophical literature, such as C.W. Leadbetter. The astral body, in her works, does not refer to the emotional body, but to the etheric double or linga sarira. Some equivalent concepts to the astral plane in various esoteric teachings are the barzakh, or imaginal, or interworld in Islamic esotericism. Lurianic Kabbalah, although this sometimes includes the physical plane as well, or Yetzirah in some interpretations of Hermetic Kabbalah, the spirit world in spiritualism, the nervous state in Max Thiron's teachings, and the vital world in the philosophy of Sri Aurobindo and Mira Alafasa. In his book, Autobiography of a Yogi, Paramhansa Yogananda characterizes the difference between the physical, astral, and causal planes. In this conception, when one dies, the soul moves to the astral plane. There, the result of past actions or karma is reaped. According to occult, theosophical and New Age teachings, the astral plane can be visited consciously with the astral body through means of meditation and mantra, lucid dreaming, or other forms of training and development. The common human being normally separates his or her consciousness and astral vehicle from the physical body every night as he or she sleeps. Clairvoyance can see the astral vehicle floating a few inches over the sleeping physical body. This separation of astral vehicle from the physical body every night is necessary for the human being to receive and process energies coming from higher spiritual or more subtle planes of existence, allowing the individual to awake the following day with his or her energies renewed. Human individuals that are spiritually advanced or trained in the use of this astral vehicle can separate their consciousness and astral vehicle from the physical body at will and remain fully aware of the circumstances using the capability at night to perform artistic services or receive esoteric knowledge and training while in the astral plane. The astral vehicle remains connected to the physical body during the separation through a so-called silver cord mentioned in Ecclesiastes 12 and 6 and commonly known and spoke of in hoodoo and the Deep South. All physical things have astral and other more subtle or spiritual counterparts that interpenetrate them. this is the basis of Pan-African and world animistic religious practices and traditions, and the science behind enlivening and enchanting ritual implements and objects, gri-gri, juju, bochi, and duchi. Another term associated with awareness of the spiritual, astral, ethereal realms is third eye awareness or vision. The development of third eye vision and awareness is necessary for operation within the spiritual realms and for the proper manifestation of all manner of gifts of the spirit. The Christian Bible lists gifts of the spirit, such as in 1 Corinthians chapter 12. Now, there are diversities of gifts, but the same spirit, and there are differences of administrations, but the same spirit. And there are diversities of operations, but it is the same God which worketh in all. But the manifestation of the Spirit is given to every man to profit withal. For to one is given by the Spirit the word of wisdom, to another the word of knowledge by the same Spirit, to another faith by the same Spirit, and to another the gift of healing by the same Spirit, to another the working of miracles, to another prophecy, to another discerning of spirits, to another diverse kinds of tongues, and to another the interpretation of tongues. But all of these work of that one and the self-same Spirit, dividing to every man severely as he will. For as the body is one, it has many members, and all the members of that one body, being many, are one body, and so also is the Christ or Spirit. Another scripture I like to reference that suggests a great spiritual evolution to occur can be found in the book of Joel 2 and 28. And it shall come to pass afterward that I will pour out my Spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and your daughters shall prophesy, and your old men shall dream dreams, and your young men shall see visions. Acts 2 and 17, and it shall come to pass in the last days, saith Jehovah, I will pour out my Spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and your daughters shall prophesy, and your young men shall see visions, and your old men shall dream dreams. For many, this is evidence of a prophetic understanding of spiritual gifts on the increase in a time, and particularly in this time of great disaster and calamity, the end time and days, a time of great desperation as earth shifts and changes continue to increase and humanity confronts its spiritual place and evolution on earth and in the cosmic universe. The path of the rising kundalini within the spiritual body and soul entity known as human is said to be paved in stone and crystal in representation of the power and science concealed along our human journey here in this earth plane dimension. Again, the Christian Bible references the gates to a new kingdom, bejeweled and radiant as a bride adorned for her wedding day, pregnant with hidden wisdom, symbolism, and understanding. Revelation chapter 21, particularly verses 10 through 27. And he carried me away in the spirit to a great and high mountain and showed me that great city, the holy Jerusalem, descending out of heaven from God, having the glory of God, and her light was like unto a stone, most precious, even like a jasper stone, clear as crystal, and had a great wall and high, and had 12 gates, and the gates 12 angels, and names written therein, which are the names of the 12 tribes of the children of Israel. On the east, 3 gates, on the north, 3 gates, on the south, 3 gates, and on the west, 3 gates. And the wall of the city had 12 foundations, and in them the names of the 12 apostles of the Lamb. And he that talked with me had a golden reed to measure the city and the gates thereof and the wall thereof. And the city lieth 4 square, and the length is as large as the breadth. And he measured the city with the reed, 12,000 furlongs. The length and breadth and the height of it are equal. And he measured the wall thereof, 144 cubits, according to the measure of a man, that is, of the angel. And the building of the wall of it was of jasper, and the city was pure gold, like unto clear glass. And the foundations of the wall of the city were garnished with all manner of precious stones. The first foundation was jasper, and sapphire, the third a chalcedony, the fourth an emerald, the fifth sardonyx, the sixth sardius or sardis, the seventh crystallite, the eighth beryl, the ninth a topaz, the tenth a chrysophoras, the 11th a jacinth, and the 12th an amethyst. And the 12 gates were 12 pearls. Every several gates was of one pearl. And the street of the city was pure gold, as it were transparent glass. And I saw no temple therein, for the Lord God Almighty and the Lamb are the temple of it. These scriptures are laced with metaphysical symbolism and understanding, much of which has not been touched within our traditional religious institutions. These stones and crystals, like the elements of hoodoo, are representative of elements, powers, and inter- and intra-dimensional levels of reality and understanding. In its core, pure form and vibration, as encoded by the divine creators throughout the universe via vibrational crystalline DNA-like structures. No matter religious path or traditions, tapping this source information consciously or subconsciously or unconsciously is the basis for the manifestation of great spiritual power and gifts. I will be forward momentarily with more of the elements of hoodoo, air, and ether with the Divine Prince here on Blog Talk Radio. Divine peace and blessings, joy, and prosperity. Ashe. Divine peace and blessings, thank you humbly for being present with the Divine Prince, Papa Say and Hoodoo Central here on Blog Talk Radio. I would like to thank each and every one of you personally and individually for being present at Peace 71. Thank you for being with us. Black Tie in 316, thank you for being a part of our community. Jimmy Ray, thank you for your time and your presence. Juanita Extra, thank you so much for being present with us here on Blog Talk Radio. Knowledge 7, it's an honor to have you with us here as our guest. Of course, our honored Temple Elder, Papa Say, Twee, 1968, thank you for your faithfulness to our community and our programming. And of course, Y, we thank you so much for taking the time out of your schedule to be present with the Divine Prince, Hoodoo Central and Papa Say here on Blog Talk Radio. And of course, those of you who are listening and chatting with me in Yahoo, MSN, Windows Live, Google, Facebook, MySpace, Multiply, I thank each and every one of you for being present and would like to invite you at this time to sign up free with Blog Talk Radio as a listener and be updated regularly about coming show topics, guests, blogs, and other upcoming information that will be aired as well as posted here on my Blog Talk Radio profile. And I would also like to take this time to ask each and every one of you to click the little red heart on your Blog Talk Radio player and mark us as a favorite. This will, again, allow you to receive upcoming alerts of new show topics, special guests, and blog material that we will be posting in upcoming days and weeks here on Blog Talk Radio. Also, I would like to ask that you would take the time and visit the commercial and the ads that Blog Talk Radio has placed on the show page. This is just a small way of showing us your support by doing a very little thing, just clicking on, reading the ads, visiting the ads. I know Netflix is on there and a few other commercial products are being marketed on the Blog Talk Radio show page. So please do take the time and show us your appreciation by clicking on those links and letting Blog Talk Radio know that not only are we being listened to on air, but that the marketing and advertising is also being paid attention to. My listening audience. We take the time to do that. Great. There's actually an article right now or an ad for African American Life books, and you get 4 books for $2. I thought that was a interesting commercial that they have on the page, as well as the other ads. So take the time now to click and make us a favorite, as well as click on the different advertisements that are on the show page and let Blog Talk Radio know that you are a valued listener here with Divine Prince and Hoodoo Central on Blog Talk Radio. One of my favorite original sayings is, you are only as conscious as your deepest bias, your most denied ignorance, and your strongest fear. What we do not know can and will hurt us. The popular saying, to the contrary, is a spiritually and metaphysically incorrect statement. What we do not know can and will hurt us. Can and will hurt us. So a part of our role here on Blog Talk Radio, both Papa Say and myself, is to educate, re-educate, teach, and help people to make sense of true spiritual manifestation. So the laws and elements that govern our earthly existence do not apply in the spirit realm, astral planes, or within other realms of our reality. So it is required that we reshape, reorganize our thinking and our belief systems about what is real, what is reality, versus what is illusionary. This creates a problem when we attempt to approach religion and spirituality from a purely logical, rationalized, earth plane-based understanding. You have heard me say that the spirit realms are more real than our illusionary, transitory, ever-changing earth plane dimension and existence, of which many of us are still prepared to navigate. All things first have their origination and foundation within the spiritual realms. Even the Bible, even the Quran, the Torah, and all the religious texts of the world suggest that the divine creators spoke our reality into existence. And speaking begins in the mind, in the consciousness, with our thoughts and our core belief systems. I don't mean those verbal, vocal belief systems that we have readily prepared to spout when put on the spot about our belief systems. I mean what we truly, truly believe from the inside out. I can impart this understanding and message to you. It can change your very destiny and life path from one of a passive victim to one of active participant in co-creating your reality, no matter your religious and spiritual affiliation. In hoodoo, it is the difference between a weak, an ineffective practitioner, and a strong, consistent, and effective practitioner. Effective hoodoo and obeyer require not only extensive herbal and natural knowledge, but a profound understanding of the ways of the spiritual universe and powerful and focused thought and spiritual projection and direction. Baby doll and grandma style are irrelevant if the right mind and thought processes are not being utilized and a maturity of spirit and spiritual gifts is not existent. If we are not good stewards of the small things within our individual universe, then we will find great difficulty in greater things within our personal universe. I'm a firm believer of the power of spirit, the power of the mind, the power of belief to move mountains. And we all have access to this power. But let's consider if everyone had easy access to this power, we'd have even greater ego-based calamity, death, war, and competition in our world than we have now. If every time my flesh rose up and I had access to that unlimited power, that miraculous power that is often attributed to the Christ and other prophets that is said that we too should possess, would possess, and greater works we should do, then many people would be missing from the planet right now. If every person that upset me, I was able to cause to vanish into thin air or to orchestrate some great retributive action against someone who I had thought or perceived for whatever reason as harming me or in my path, what kind of world would we truly, truly be in if we truly could wield that type of power and authority at random? So the game is not meant to be easy. This knowledge, this wisdom, this understanding is not meant to be easily grasped like the Chinese prophet in the old karate movies who held the pebble in his hand and would ask the initiate to grab the pebble from my hand. It was always symbolic of the true journey and labor involved in accessing, utilizing, developing, and maturing the spiritual gifts that we all have access to. It's not meant to be easy. It's not meant to be convenient. We as humans with will would abuse the right. We have already demonstrated that in our many wars, many battles, which continue to plague Father Mother Earth. So true spiritual power lies in its efficacy, yes, and its ability to manifest lasting, tangible change and results right here and right now in this divine reality. Indeed, indeed. But it does not come without sacrifice. It does not come without struggle. It does not come without an offering. The world has a saying, easy come, easy go, but it is truly a profound spiritual concept. This is the beginning place of true spiritual growth, awareness, consciousness, and manifestation. There are no true shortcuts in traversing the spiritual realms. In fact, all the ritual implements, herbs, roots, and ritual processes are futile without the understanding and ability to impart your life force into the work. There is no such thing if I can manifest for others, but not for myself. There is no such thing as being too close to the situation to see the forest for the trees for yourself. Only excuses for not doing the necessary hard work required for true, effective, lasting manifestation and results. Gaining mastery in the realms of ether is a spiritual pursuit and practice which does not require fancy equipment, money, or any extra exterior products. It only requires making the time and space to get quiet after all the prayer, ritual, and scriptural study and reading, and just listening to what the realm of spirit and the divine creation has to say. Soul journeying is very common when tapping the higher octave and realms during transcendental meditative processes. For many, there is a process of letting go and overcoming our fear of the unknown and unexplored, unexplained, taught and nurtured in our society in an open and safe environment. Many have reported fear surfacing and anxieties related to controls or lack of controls, mental and emotional blockages, and unfamiliar entities, visitors, and sensations upon first experiencing and entering these realms, usually in meditation. We will, in the coming weeks, address this in the coming shows under the titles of The Elements of Hoodoo, Elements of Man and Humanity, in Hoodoo. So please stay tuned for these coming shows. And if you have not already, please do now take the time to click the little red button on the Blog Talk Radio player and mark us as a favorite to ensure you do not miss coming shows and show topics, guests, events, and blog posts. Also, please do take the time to show your support by remembering to click on the ads, commercials, and subject matter placed on the page by Blog Talk Radio and its sponsors as a way of showing your continued support for the Divine Prince and Hoodoo Central on Blog Talk Radio. I'm going to bring the show to a close as we have about 4 minutes remaining and invite you to return again with us. Please do continue to join us as we continue our journey into the elements of hoodoo. We will also begin to talk about herbs, plants, roots, powders, oil, salves, incense, and other applications in healing and other spiritual endeavors in hoodoo. Even the little understood usages of nuts, grains, berries, and fruits in hoodoo. I will always attempt to take the time to make the correlations in mineral, crystalline stone, the governing elements and forces, numerology, and how to utilize them in any endeavor. In coming weeks, we will discuss the laws of hoodoo, the seasons of hoodoo, the language and symbolism of hoodoo, and the history and continuing evolution of hoodoo as we continue to evolve and progress spiritually into the future on our ever-increasingly smaller planet, much smaller culturally and ethnographically as technology continues to bring us closer together and free up more time from harvesting and planting and chopping wood and all the things that we used to have to do for survival. We now have computers and machines and microwaves, and all of this is designed to free up that extra time, that extra energy to explore who we truly are, why we are truly here spiritually, and to fulfill our divine purpose here on Mother, Father, Earth, so that we do not have to come back here and relive this again at a possibly worse time on the planet, as a large part of humanity seems to digress as opposed to progress spiritually, mentally, and emotionally. So again, thank you so much for being present with us. Please do join me again here every Wednesday, 7 p.m. U.S. Central Standard Time. Remember to thanks each and every one of you, Jimmy Ray. Blacktalion 316, the Goddess Ray, Twee 1968, Golden Goddess, and Nikki Nakia. Thank you, every one of you, for being present. Please do join us again next week, 7 p.m. Central Standard Time, here on Blog Talk Radio. Divine peace and blessings, joy and prosperity. Ashe.
man.